This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Chelsea, I'm tired of having all of the sad news. I'm going to have some fun news for everybody. I think that's
okay. This is going to be weird.
Potentially, I don't know, with weird implications, but to hell with it. Let's just go with it. Two articles. We'll see if there's anything that we can draw connections from between them.
Okay,
first one, from Popular Science, written on September 5th, 2024, by Mac DeGuerin. This robot is controlled by a king oyster mushroom.
Okay.
Sinister brain-controlling mushrooms are a staple of sci-fi shows and literature. While brainwashed humans doing the bidding of fungi remains fantasy, researchers have learned how to control a robot's movement using electrical signals produced by the mycelium of the common king oyster mushroom. This part machine, part fungus robot could one day serve as a building block for more advanced biohybrid chimeras that can remotely analyze agricultural fields for potentially harmful changes in soil chemistry. Researchers from Cornell University and the University of Florence in Italy wanted to see if electrical signals pulsing through the mycelium of fungi could be translated into controlling inputs for robots. The findings were published last month in the journal Science Robotics. They were ultimately able to create a system capable of analyzing and processing naturally occurring electrical signals sent through the mycelium. Those data points were then translated into a digital control signal, which, when beamed to a pair of robots, caused them to move. The video below shows one of those robots, a soft starfish-like machine, contracting back and forth as a result of researchers flashing the connected fungi with UV light. Many fungi don't like light exposure. Quote, this paper is the first of many that will use the fungal kingdom to provide environmental sensing and command signals to robots to improve their levels of autonomy. End quote. Cornell University professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering Robert Shepard said in a statement, quote, by growing mycelium into the electronics of a robot, we were able to allow the biohybrid machine to sense and respond to the environment. End quote. Mycelium are the spiralizing network of the underground strains connecting fungi together. Fungi naturally respond to changes in their natural environment, whether that be by variations in soil chemistry or increasing light exposure, by sending electrophysiological signals through the mycelium. These electrical signals produce patterns of activity some researchers say resemble neurons, which have served broadly as inspiration for advancements in modern machines, learning, and robotics. I think that's far enough in this one. There's a bit more, but I want to make sure we have enough time for the second, probably unrelated story, but nonetheless a story that I'm going to read beside this one, which comes from the South China Morning Post.
Okay.
It was written on June 18th, 2024. Article title, Zhang Tong. Article title, China's next-gen sex bots powered by AI are about to hit the shelves. Possibly unrelated, but still, let's go through this.
Controlled by mushrooms.
Chinese scientists and engineers are applying ChatGPT-like technology to sex robots, aiming to create interactive AI-powered companions in the face of technical and ethical challenges. In Shenzhen, Starpre Technology, a major producer of sex dolls, is now training its own large language model to enhance its product with artificial intelligence. These sex dolls with unprecedented capabilities, available in male and female forms, will soon be hitting the shelves. Quote, we're developing a next-generation sex doll that can interact vocally and physically with users, with prototypes expected by August of this year. End quote. CEO Evan Lee said earlier this month. Quote, technological challenges remain, particularly in achieving realistic human interactions. While simple dialogue is easy, creating interactive responses involves complex model development by specialized software companies. end quote. He said, traditional dolls supported by a metal skeleton and a silicone exterior are limited to simple responses and lack the expressive capabilities needed to engage with a human. Quote, the new generation of sex dolls powered by AI models and equipped with sensors can react with both movements and speech, significantly enhancing user experience by focusing on emotional connection rather than just basic conversational abilities. End quote, Lee said. The company, which has been focusing on the market outside China, is now also targeting the domestic sector. Despite being a largely conservative society with general reluctance to discuss such topics, Lee said China hosted the largest market for sex dolls, surpassing the combined sales of the US, Japan, and Germany.
Oh, China.
Quote, people in the industry know China has a huge market, with purchasing power in major cities surpassing many European countries. The market is also open in mind, though aesthetically different from the European market. End quote, he said. That's probably far enough to go. Now, Chelsea, probably unrelated, but I thought they were fun things to read right beside each other.
See, here's my take on it. It has nothing to do with the mushrooms, but there's already people that, like, see sex dolls as partners and significant others.
I remember watching a documentary about it of Japanese men who basically live alone and don't leave their house, and they don't have like sex dolls, but they have like companions like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some where it's not even like a sexual thing. So my concern there, and it's not really a concern, it's just more of an observation, where do you draw the line? I mean, that's making it more companion-like, especially if it talks back. And even more of a dynamic there, what if it's someone who's getting rejected by humans gets one of those, and then the robot rejects them?
You know what? I was just thinking the same
thing.
Totally
plausible.
I mean, technically, it can respond however it feels correct. If it's not feeling comfortable, it could deny
yeah.
it.
Exactly.
Or have a headache or something along those lines.
Yes, exactly. And that opens up a whole other thing, like to people forming bonds with something that is interacting with them. If they're already, you know, forming bonds with something that is an object
yeah.
that doesn't talk back, this kind of gives it a sentience to it. So
I'm also a little worried about the AIs that are trying to hook people up with each other based on them talking to other AIs. What if the sex robot AI gets on there and the dating AI tells you need to get a sex robot because they really hit it off with you?
Yeah, all things to think about. All important things to think about.
Especially with those mycelium just kind of hanging out everywhere. I'm sure there is a fungal joke in there somewhere, but I will leave it for you to think about over the next 48 hours. Anyhow, see you on Friday. Bye.
Yep, bye.